everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
Hello, this is Elsie.
So, have you ever given any presentations at work or in school, Elsie?
Of course. Mm-hmm. I have given a lot of presentations, either at work or in school, mm-hmm. and they're always about teaching, like how to make classes more interesting, mm-hmm. what qualities make a good teacher.And etc. Mm-hmm. What about you, Erin?
Well, yes. I mean, giving a presentation is something that you sort of have to learn to mm-hmm. do, especially in university. And I used to be really bad at presentations because I was really shy. And so I hated doing them.
So you don't like giving presentations?
When I was younger. But
so
then
I didn't like giving presentations.
Well, now I don't love it, but I'm much better at it. Mm-hmm. I can...think about my ideas more clearly, and mm-hmm. I'm less nervous when it comes to talking to people.
Yeah. So today we're going to take a look at a presentation about self-driving cars. Mm-hmm. Through the article, we can know what we can do to make a good presentation. Mm-hmm. So why don't we start our article now?
Great.
Reading.Making a presentation.
Thanks for coming to my presentation, everyone. As you know, our company has been working on our own self-driving car. I believe that self-driving cars will be a major trend in car manufacturing in the future. That's why we should start making them too. Many people want to know if self-driving cars are safe.In fact, they are incredibly safe. Our studies show that self-driving cars can prevent thousands of car accident deaths every year. Someone might ask, will they cause traffic jams? Well, self-driving cars in our project have fewer accidents than those driven by people. Thus, using these vehicles will lead to fewer traffic jams.Due to accidents. Self-driving cars even use less fuel, which will help our customers save money. Here at the company, we try to stay on the leading edge, and that's why we need to make self-driving cars. Our prototypes are already performing well, and soon they will be ready to go into production. Thank you for listening, and if you have any questions,Please, ask me now.
Now, today's article begins by saying, Thanks for coming to my presentation, everyone. Now, the first vocabulary word in that sentence is presentation, mm-hmm. spelled P-R-E-S-E-N-T-A-T-I-O-N, presentation. That's a long one. Now, presentation is one of those words that can be pronounced two different ways and still mean the same thing. Some people say presentation, some people say presentation. Mm-hmm. Okay, now presentation is a noun. It's a formal talk in which you explain something to a group of people. For example, I have to prepare a presentation about the new president for my political science class.
Presentation, 简报。关于什么主题的简报呢 ?We can say a presentation on or about something or somebody.
Mm-hmm. Now the next line of the article says, As you know, our company has been working on our own self-driving car. Mm-hmm. Now we see the phrase work on here. To work on something means to spend time producing something or improving something. For example, my father's in the garage working on the old car he bought.
To work on something, 花时间制造、研究或改善某事物。The speaker that's doing the presentation tells us that the company has been trying hard to produce, mm-hmm. study, or improve their own self-driving cars.
Right. So the person making this presentation has started with his topic or subject right away. Now let's see what comes after that. The article says, I believe that self-driving cars will be a major trend in car manufacturing in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the noun trend, spelled T-R-E-N-D, trend, in this sentence means a general direction in which something is changing or developing. In our article, the trend is car manufacturing changing from human-driven cars to self-driving cars. Another example, using the internet as a teaching tool is a popular trend in many modern-day classrooms.
Trend, 流行趋势，字尾加 y 就变成 trendy, 流行的，时髦的 ,like trendy clothes,、
mm-hmm.
流行时髦的衣服。
Now the next vocabulary word, manufacturing, another long one, spelled M-A-N-U-F-A-C-T-U-R-I-N-G, manufacturing, is a noun. Manufacturing is the process of producing goods in a factory. For example, many people used to work in manufacturing, but with the rise in technology, many of those jobs are lost to machines.
Manufacturing...它是一个名词，制造业的意思。Car manufacturing, 汽车制造业。字尾 ing 去掉之后啊，再加上 e, manufacture 就是动词、mm-hmm. 或是名词也可以，制造的意思。What about manufacturer?、
Mm-hmm.
在 manufacture 的字尾加上 r 之后 ,manufacturer 就是制造业者，厂商的意思。
Alright, now after the introduction of the topic, or the main subject, our speaker told us what he believes will happen in the future. This is also a part of the introduction because it explains what he hopes to talk about in the next part of his presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Before the speaker does that, though, the article says, "That's why we should start making them too."
Great. Now we know exactly what this presenter or the speaker wants to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
This person probably works for a car company.
That sounds about right. Now the speaker is going to start the body of the presentation、
mm-hmm.
with one of the key issues of self-driving cars. The article says, many people want to know if self-driving cars are safe.
I think that's probably everyone's biggest concern when it comes to self-driving cars.、
Mm-hmm.
What does the article say about safety?
The article continues with, in fact, they are incredibly safe. Now that's a piece of good news. The adverb incredibly, spelled I-N-C-R-E-D-I-B-L-Y, incredibly, is another way of saying extremely, which is a stronger way of saying very.、
Mm-hmm.
For example,That exam was incredibly difficult. I studied all week, but I still don't know if I passed or failed.
Incredibly, 在文章中修饰 safe 这个形容词代表极度的、非常的。在例句当中呢 ，incredibly 修饰的是 difficult. Incredibly difficult, 非常困难的。那另外补充哦，它的形容词 incredible, I-N-C-R-E-D-I-B-L-E,、
mm-hmm.
incredible 就是形容词惊人的、不敢置信的。For example, an incredible presentation means an amazing, very nicely done presentation.、
Mm-hmm. Now let's find out why they're so safe. The next part of the presentation is going to be an example of his first statement.、
Mm-hmm.
The article says...Our studies show that self-driving cars can prevent thousands of car accident deaths every year.
It's important to remember here that prevent means to keep or stop something from happening.
Right. So these self-driving cars are actually going to stop accidents from happening instead of causing them.
So the speaker is ready to move on to the next issue of his presentation.、
Mm-hmm.
The article says, someone might ask, will they cause traffic jams?
Another great issue to bring up. Now let's find out what the speaker is able to answer the question、
mm-hmm.
with. The article says...Well, self-driving cars in our project have fewer accidents than those driven by people.
Okay,、mm-hmm. we learned about this in the first issue,、
mm-hmm.
so there must be more information to give about it.
You're right. There is a reason the speaker mentions this again. The article says, thus...Using these vehicles will lead to fewer traffic jams due to accidents.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we see the phrase lead to. Lead to means to begin a process that will cause something else to happen. For example, eating too much candy now may lead to health problems in the future.
lead to 导致 to 在这个片语当中呢是介系词哦，后面只能加名词或者是动名词。
Now we also saw the phrase due to. We use due to as another way of saying because. In the article, we're saying that there will be fewer traffic jams because there will be fewer accidents.Due to the severe weather, we will be canceling today's outdoor sports event.
Due to, 因为由于 to 在这个片语当中也是介系词，所以 due to 后面呢也只能加名词或者是动名词，跟 because of 的用法是一样的。那如果要在 due to 后面加上完整句子该怎么办呢？我们可以说啊 due to the fact that,、
mm-hmm.
for instance, due to the fact that there are too many accidents, people should use self-driving cars more.
Good example. Now the speaker is going to make one more important point in the body of the presentation. Now let's see what that point is. The article says, self-driving cars even use less fuel, which will help our customers save money. Now we see the noun fuel, spelled F-U-E-L, fuel here.Fuel is a substance, such as gas, oil, or coal, or wood, that produces power when it is burned. We often use fuel to operate machinery, such as cars, or to heat buildings, such as our homes. For example, the cost of fuel is very high this winter, so try to take public transportation as much as you can.
Fuel, 燃料. Here, the speaker presents one more reason to persuade the audience to use self-driving cars, which need less fuel. The less fuel a car needs, the less money the owner of the car needs to spend.
Right. So the speaker made three important points in the body, or the main part of his presentation.
Yes, the first was that self-driving cars are incredibly safe.
And the second was that they'll help prevent traffic jams.
Finally, the third point was that they don't use as much fuel, which saves people money and it's better for the environment.
Now, the speaker wants to start the conclusion or the end of the presentation. This is when you put all of your information together to come back to the original idea, which is why this company should make self-driving cars.
So we read the introduction, the body, and now it's time for the conclusion, 结论.
Now, the first part of the speaker's conclusion says, here at the company, we try to stay on the leading edge, and that's why we need to make self-driving cars. Now, here we see the noun phrase, the leading edge. The leading edge is something that all companies want to have. It's the most modern and most advanced position in an activity or subject of research. For example, which smartphone company do you think has the leading edge? Let's compare them.
The leading edge, 尖端的领先优势的。So Aaron, why don't we answer the question from our example sentence? I think Apple is on the leading edge.
I don't know. I kind of think Samsung might have the leading
edge. You say that answer.
Yeah. So the speaker thinks that self-driving cars will give their company the leading edge. That means that very few other companies are using this technology so far.
It's important to work quickly because the technology catches up really fast.
And that's a good point. That's why the leading edge can change from company to company. It's not always easy to keep it.Let's find out a bit more about the work the speaker's company is doing to keep up. The article says, our prototypes are already performing well, and soon they will be ready to go into production. The word prototype, spelled P-R-O-T-O-T-Y-P-E, prototype, is a noun.Prototype means the first form of something new made before large quantities of the products are also made. For example, the prototype of the new smartphone was just introduced to the employees. Now they'll test it to see if it works.
Proto 当字首的时候呢，代表是最初原始的。那 prototype 则是原型样品的意思。
Now the last vocabulary word today is production, spelled P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N, production. Production is the process of making or growing something to be sold, especially in large quantities. For example, from the factory to the store, production of these shoes will take 6 to 8 weeks.
Production, 名词制造，它的动词呢是 produce, 那制造出来的产品我们说 product, 产品。
Mm-hmm. So the last sentence summarizes exactly what the company is doing and why the speaker thinks self-driving cars will be good for the company. Now, we have one last sentence in our article today, and this is going to finish off his presentation. It says, thank you for listening, and if you have any questions, please ask me now. So remember, it's very important to be polite and to thank everyone for taking the time to listen to you.
So, okay, we've come to the end of today's article, mm-hmm. and thank you for listening to English for You.
All right, well, stay tuned for our For You chat and the next day of our lesson.
For You Chat.
Well, our For You Chat question today is, what is the best way to give a presentation? Please explain.
First and foremost, a well-organized presentation mm-hmm. is all that matters. There must be an introduction, mm-hmm. a body, and a conclusion in the presentation.
Right.
Also, if you are the presenter, don't forget that being confident during the whole presentation is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be nervous or scared. Once you are on the stage, you are the boss. Try your best to give an incredible presentation.
Now, I agree with that. I think, but sometimes it's very nervous.
How
very
do you deal with that situation?
So you just have to, be more comfortable. You just,
relax.
It takes practice, but mm-hmm. whenever we give a speech or something in front of a large group of people, it's impossible not to be nervous. But the more you practice, the better you prepare your presentation, the more you know the information that you're talking about, the better your presentation will be.
Yes.
So it's good to have notes to bring up with you. So
mm-hmm.
maybe if you think you'll forget what you're going to say, you can sort of look down,
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. There's no reason not to do that. Everybody knows that people get nervous during presentation. It's a very normal thing to bring notes up with you. But you should also, before you go into your presentation,
mm-hmm.
practice on your friends.
Yeah.
You know, and then if they ask you questions, you know how to answer them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what about you? Do you guys give presentations? What kind of presentations do you guys give? Talk about it with your classmates and your friends. But for today, that's all we have time for. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Making a presentation.
Thanks for coming to my presentation, everyone. As you know, our company has been working on our own self-driving car. I believe that self-driving cars will be a major trend in car manufacturing in the future. That's why we should start making them too. Many people want to know if self-driving cars are safe. In fact, they are incredibly safe. Our studies show that self-driving cars can prevent thousands of car accident deaths every year. Someone might ask, will they cause traffic jams? Well, self-driving cars in our project have fewer accidents than those driven by people. Thus, using these vehicles will lead to fewer traffic jams due to accidents. Self-driving cars even use less fuel, which will help our customers save money. Here at the company, we try to stay on the leading edge, and that's why we need to make self-driving cars. Our prototypes are already performing well, and soon they will be ready to go into production. Thank you for listening, and if you have any questions, please ask me now.
Vocabulary Review. Presentation. Henry has to make a presentation to the boss about his current project. Trend. Years ago, the trend in cell phones was to make them as small as possible. Manufacturing. IKEA is one of the biggest furniture manufacturing companies in the world. Fuel. Airplanes use a lot of fuel because they are very large and heavy. Production. The company's new car has gone into production already. People will be able to buy it very soon.